It's finally here. I finally got my copy of Shadow Chronicles. Welcome to a special edition of the Echoes from the Rift podcast. This one's going to go in raw and unedited. I'm sitting here looking into the box that has delivered me my copy of Shadow Chronicles. And my wife is taking away the newsprint, and I'm now opening the box. This episode is going to be my off-the-cuff reaction to the new Shadow Chronicles book. Got a nice little catalog here that's just getting in the way. I'll look at that later. I'm now holding the book. It's just as advertised. It's in the manga size. It's about a hand span by, 4 inches. It looks really nice. The cover art is fantastic. It's got the new book smell, which is always nice. And it comes in at exactly 336 pages with, looks like they've got different characters statted out. Excuse me. See, I told you this is going in unedited. It's got the different MVID, setting information, new generation setting. Oh, this is sweet. And it's got the optional quick character creation. The traditional method of building a character requires reviewing all available OCC, MOS, and skill choices. Using the following... looks like it's table-based. There's 5 different OCCs you can pick from. Different tables you can use to quick roll your character, including looks like different attribute or kind of archetypes. You've got brainy, strong-willed. Oh, this is awesome. Ranks for the chain of command. There is... Oh. I'm going to stop saying this is awesome, even though it's awesome. So, Invid Mecha descriptions. Gosh, let's see. Just looking through... there were a lot of editors, proofers, the interior artists have done a really good job with the different art. I just saw some of the art. The copyright was 2007. It is a mixture of new and old art. There's some Kevin Long art that looks like something from the original Invid book. Trying to think of... there's a timeline here. So there's... 2004 is the setting of the game, is the time period of the game, so it talks about General Reinhardt authorizing the use of the Neutron S missiles, the Regis fleeing Earth, and a little bit about the Haydnites' plan. Good synopsis of the Shadow Chronicles DVD, which if you haven't seen, I definitely suggest you go ahead and do. I'm actually kind of surprised at some of the OCCs. The Batloid Ace... Batloid Ace is the elite combatant who specializes in piloting non-transformable mechas, such as the Condor and the Bioroid Interceptor. The Enlisted Crew Infantry OCC Heavy Infantry Pigman MOS. You got the Military Specialist MOS. See if I can find any of the Veritech OCCs here. Veritech Pilot OCC, very cool. With the Veritech Alpha Pilot MOS. So it looks like those are pretty much the OCCs here, but that's going to cover anything you're going to want to play in Shadow Chronicles. Just thumbing through, there's the Alpha and the Beta statted out. There's the Bioroid Interceptor, which we talked about. Cyclones and how they transform. Awesome. I was always a big fan of Cyclones. I always had a soft spot in my heart for power armor. Silverback, which is a light, high-mobility Veritech strike vehicle. Looks like a Jeep that perhaps can transform. Oh, wow. Somebody's got a really cool signature on a lot of these. New weapons to bring into the Robotech setting. And, different Game Master advice than what I've seen before. Especially, This is the first new Robotech role-playing game you hold in your hands is set in the Robotech Shadow Chronicles and Next Generation anime setting, so it's got some advice on how to play those settings. The character sheet is a little different, and there's a combat reference sheet in here. And there's the basic core, how to roll up a character with the stats and the different types of MDC versus SDC hit points. There. Wow. Oh, and then there are the alignments, skill systems. Yep. There are 6 different OCCs that you can be, and the experience charts that go along with them. So, as you can tell, this wasn't a very comprehensive review. This was just my reaction to opening the book and being really excited about it. Hopefully, if anyone hasn't ordered the book yet, my droning on and on about how great this game is. Oh, there's stats for Admiral Hunter and Louis. Very cool. Definitely go out and pick this book up. I can already tell it's a worthy successor to the Robotech series, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. The next episode will be out probably in about a week, once I get back from Moving House 08, and I'll have some reactions and hopefully some sound from that. Talk to you then. And remember, when somebody asks you how you know so much about Chris rambling about Shadow Chronicles, you can tell them you heard it as rambles from the echoes from the rifts. Some of the music tonight was provided by the PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. This episode of the Echoes from the Rift podcast is copyrighted Palladium Books Incorporated, all rights reserved. Megaverse, Palladium Books, Rifts, and other titles and names are registered trademarks of Palladium Books Incorporated and are used with their permission. Opinions expressed by the interviewer and the individual interviewed are not those of Palladium Books.